Annie B, welcome to WUWM at Night.
Woohoo! It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So this is the fifth annual Art Beat in the Heat. And first of all, how did the idea of having a completely local music and art fair come to you? And then how were you able to actually pull it off?
Oh, boy. Well, I actually didn't pull it off this year. I got to give credit to the two folks over at Bubbler Studios, Amanda Iglinski and Ryan Lasig. They did a ton of pretty much all the legwork. And Nick Ramsey is also involved in organizing the event. We've got Carmelo Montade from the Hyde House and General Capital. That's one of our sponsors. And Ellie from Cafe Central, they're doing our beverage. So they're going to have some of their favorite beers from Cafe Central at their tent. And then we've got food vendors, too. But it started out 5 years ago. And it actually, the whole Art Beat thing started out in 2009, so 6 years ago. And the first event was a kind of like a talk show format. And we brought in artists of all different types. And it was kind of like a, you know, Letterman or Jay Leno thing where we interview the artists and then we get to enjoy their art. So we always start, and this is still consistent because we just had an Art Beat event. It's the thing that we do during the fall and the spring. We try and have one every fall and every spring. Sometimes we have one, sometimes we don't. But we usually have at least one of these shows every year. We did have one this spring. And we interview the artists, and then we get to enjoy their art. And so we always start with a spoken word artist. And they actually open up the show with a spoken word piece, which is really, really, really powerful. Have you ever gone to see any spoken word?
Well, yes, not here in Milwaukee yet.
It's so powerful.
It is.
It's so amazing. And so that's a great way to open up the show. So we do that, and then we interview the artists and we talk about what, you know, where do they get their inspirations and, you know, how they talk about a lot of the artists sometimes will talk about how it changed their life, you know, really being able to pursue this art form. And then we do a visual artist, we do a slideshow, and we've got a gallery of their art. Actually, we open up the space like 2 hours early just for the gallery. We got this gallery of maybe 10 to 15 or 18 artists, sometimes not that many, but depends on the space. So we start out with the gallery, then we start the show, and the second artist is always the featured visual artist, and so we get to talk about their art. And then the third artist is always a unique, something different, like a filmmaker, actor, dancer, you know, somebody that's doing another form of art, performance art. I mean, you never know. We might have a chef. You know, I mean, it gets, that's an art form. I think being a really good chef is definitely an art form. Being able to create a really good dish.
Yeah, I certainly agree.
Yeah. So, and then we always close those shows with the musical act. So it's like a little 2 hour show. And this was the original idea behind putting on events in Milwaukee. And then in 2010, I was like, we gotta have a festival during the summer. We can't make it an indoor show. It's gotta be a festival. And so the first year we had at the Hyde House, we've been doing it at the Hyde House every year, which is in Bayview, which is a huge artist community. Do you know about the Hyde House?
No, not really, actually.
Oh, well, they have artist spaces that you can rent. And so there's a lot of visual artists that have their, that's where their studio is, at the Hyde House. And that's where Bubbler Studios is. And they put on their own events, too. So Amanda and Ryan do a lot of different events at Bubbler Studios. And actually, the Bubbler Studios space is the backstage area for Art Beat in the Heat, because it happens to be on the loading dock, and that's right behind there is their space. So that's kind of how it started. The idea behind it was this is an art show. We want to have original music. We want to have artists that are showing off their original work. So the goal is, you know, we want all the bands to play all their own original music, and there's plenty, there's plenty of festivals. If you want to go see your favorite cover band, there's a lot of festivals in Milwaukee where there's all those great local cover bands that you can enjoy. But that's we're doing all original music at Art Beat in the Heat, and it's about the art.
Mm.
It's not, you know, just about the festival and the fun. It's about sharing, you know, people's art and enjoying original stuff. And that's the artist vendors, obviously, they're visual and artists and craftspeople with their, because we have about maybe 20 or 30 vendors this year too. So.
Mm. And as you said, there's a lot of competition for festivals in the summertime, a lot of free entertainment, and a lot of them are geared for just have a good time, and there's nothing wrong with that. So how do you kind of put a spotlight on what you're doing?
That's, I like to think that, you know, that is what makes us unique, is that you're going to come to this festival, and maybe you've heard of these bands before, maybe you haven't, but you're going to hear some really great local music created by artists, musicians right here in Milwaukee. It puts a spotlight on the great art that we have going on here. You know, the artist vendors, the music. We've got a spoken word artist, too, that's going to be, I think they're going to be doing some stuff right at the beginning of the day. And they might, we'll see if they're going to do some more stuff a little bit later on in the day, too. So.
Mm. Do you see a lot of these different artists from different genres, if you will, kind of collaborating after the fact?
Sometimes. It's hard to keep track of everybody.
So. Yeah.
But it is definitely a community that it exists in Milwaukee. And there's a lot of communities, art communities that exist. And hopefully Art Beat and Milwaukee Art Beat and Art Beat in the Heat is something that does connect artists that maybe never thought about working together before, and then they finally got to see the other artist because they happen to be playing, you know, right before them or right after them, and they're like, hey, you know, let's do something together or whatever.
Mm. Is it kind of cool to see the overlap of different scenes, like the music scene versus overlapping with the visual scene, maybe kind of different views of the city that people don't normally see juxtaposed one against the other?
I think so, yeah. I think that the collaborative aspect of what's happening in Milwaukee has really come, you know, it just keeps growing and growing. And there's other events. You know, you go to Gallery Night and they have a musician there. And you go to other events and it's always, you can always enjoy other art forms, and it's really cool.
Mm. So yeah, you've talked about, you know, that this is definitely picking up steam, and that's great. The Art Beat and the Heat event, but how difficult is it for a small group of people with almost no publicity and no budget to put on something like this?
I mean, we're really relying on the community that's been created so far, and the communities that are connected to this group of people, like Bubbler Studios, the Hyde House, Cafe Central has posters up inside the restaurant. Sky High, you know, they're talking about it. Milwaukee Alt is Ryan. He's also got his own thing going, and he's talking about it with his group of people over there. And then the Groundwork Milwaukee is also a sponsor, and they're doing what they can to get the word out. So it's kind of really grassroots stuff. And every single band, you know, we're relying on them to tell their friends about it. And Nick Ramsey and I were the first. We kind of created the original shows together. He and I used to co-host the shows and interview the artists. So Nick's got his own community that he brings in because he's down in Racine.
Mm.
And so he brings his Racine people up, and it's just, it is a very collaborative thing too, to get the word out. And Facebook has been amazing.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we don't have a budget to be able to buy ads and, you know, some of the publications around town. And so we just kind of do the Facebook thing, and we do the Twitter thing, and we do posters around town, and all the communities that exist connected to everybody. And it's growing. It just keeps growing.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And the musical lineup as well is pretty impressive. And including this year, you have one of the hottest bands in the area. You have the Kane Place Record Club playing.
So excited about Kane Place Record Club and Fresh Cut Collective, the Max and the Invaders, and Chicago's Maya and the Bear. Mm. We have artists, too, that just got added to the lineup, BJ Fisher. So that is going to be, I think that's the first opening act. And then, of course, Family Power Music, which is Nick Ramsey, and that whole group of people. They used to do an open mic. They used to do one at the Miramar, and they used to do one at UWM. Maybe they still do the one at UWM. But The Quiet Time, too, have you seen The Quiet Time?
No.
Oh, they're great. It's really, really cool, the lineup. I'm so excited. And my band is playing throughout a little bit later in the afternoon. So it'll be fun, 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 and a variety, too, a variety of styles of music. So
Yeah, you mentioned your band. And you've recently changed the name of your band,
is that right?
Yeah,
it used to be Annie B and the Vagabond Company, and now it's Annie B and the Complication, just to keep it complicated, I guess. We're having a good time.
Nice. And what are you doing basically these days?
Well, we kind of have changed our sound to a little bit of a harder rock sound. I mean, not like really hard rock, like metal or anything like that. Although we did just play Rock USA up in Oshkosh, which bands like Slayer and Korn were headlining that. But that was awesome, though. It was so fun. So we kind of moved to a little bit of a heavier direction, and that's kind of what we're doing right now. Trying to get out of town, too. Our goal, we just did a little spring tour in March and April, and just trying to expand throughout the Midwest, which is a lot of work.
Mm.
A lot of work. So, and, there's a lot of bands around here that are really doing a good job getting out of town and getting and expanding, the great bands that we do have here in Milwaukee and getting their names out. Delta Routine is out of town a lot, and it's pretty amazing how, I don't know how, it's like, it's so much work.
Yeah, that's something that comes up a lot when I'm talking with musicians, is that balance, finding that right balance of, being proud to be here, be from Milwaukee, having yourself established and being out there a lot in Milwaukee, but then getting out of town and really establishing yourself as not just a Milwaukee band. Like, so what do you feel like is maybe the key? Is it just you have to be determined to just make it happen?
It's really tough, because the first time you play a venue, if you don't have the opportunity to play with a band from that other market that has a really good following, you could be playing to like 3 or 4 people.
Mm.
Or you could be playing to the bartenders, because nobody's heard of you. Nobody cares,
Yeah.
You're just playing. One show we played, I swear, it was so frustrating. Like, nobody showed up. The only people that showed up were the other bands. This was in Kansas. And I was like, this is a bummer. But the sound guy saw us. Maybe he tells his friends. The bartenders, maybe they tell their friends. And so maybe next time, if we play that venue again, next time we're in that town, maybe there'll be 6 people there. And the next time, maybe 12. And next time, maybe 40. It's got to hopefully grow exponentially. But that's hard. It's very discouraging, especially your first time out. And if you were unable to create a situation for yourself where you have a local band that has a really good following. And sometimes you just want to play a show, and mm-hmm. you're just like, we just got to book a show this night because we don't have a show this night. We don't care. We're just going to play a show.
Mm.
And sometimes that'll happen. And you just suck it up, and you're like, okay, let's hope these bartenders tell their friends about us, stuff like that, But you can't get discouraged. You can't give up. One of my biggest mantras is never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. Let me tell you a little story. This is going to be, if I ever win a Grammy, I'm going to tell this will be my speech. So when I was living in Seattle, my band was living in Reno for like a couple years, and then we wanted to move to a bigger town. So we moved up to Seattle, And I thought we were pretty good. I mean, you know, we were playing like maybe 12 shows a month. Seattle is crazy. You can play 12 shows a month and every show is going to have a good crowd. Everybody goes out every night of the week, 365 days a year. Mm. It's crazy. Seattle is crazy. So at the end of the night, the drummer booked the band a lot. So at the end of the night at this one club that we played in Seattle, the owner comes up to me. He goes, "Yeah, you guys are a pretty good band, but, you know, you really need a new lead singer."
Oh,
I was like, Chris, the drummer, he's like, "Yeah, the owner told me that." I'm like, "Really? Oh, do we really need to get a new lead singer? All right, well, that's fine. We can start looking for somebody. I'll play guitar and, you know, continue to write songs and, you know, hopefully sing harmonies and stuff like that." Well, we looked and looked and looked and we couldn't find a new lead singer. And the band kind of broke up shortly after that anyway, because the drummer and I were dating and then we broke up. And so that broke up the band anyway. But I told myself, I said, okay, I still am going to do this. I'm not going to give up. If we need to find a new lead singer, fine. That's fine. We're going to find a great singer that's going to be so amazing. And it's just like you just got to keep your head in that positive space where you're just like, because you know what? For every single positive experience, you have already experienced 10 rejections mm-hmm. as a general rule. I mean, especially when you're just starting out. Mm. So it's like you got to really have a thick skin. And so many bands, I've seen this a million times. A band puts out a record. They're like, "Oh, we're going to get a record deal." They put out this record. They don't get a record deal. They're done. You never hear the band again. You never see them. They broke up. It's like, that is the worst thing you can do. Mm. You need to put out another record. And then another record after that. And then another record after that. And pretty soon, you're going to get, you know, some of the positives coming back. You know, you're going to feel, you're going to experience different levels of success. It's not going to happen with that first record. That's so rare. I mean, it does happen, you know.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, you know. But that is definitely the exception rather than the rule.
Wow.
So you can't give up. You just like, you got to have a thick skin. You got to just keep plugging away and, you know, keep improving. Keep writing better songs. Keep writing new songs. Keep making sure that you're honing your skills. You know, keep practicing, keep rehearsing, keep playing shows. You can't give up.
And how long have you and your current band been together?
We had our first show in February of 2011. Mm. Annie being the Vagabond Company.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, 3.5 years later,
still
we're not
going.
Rock stars. We haven't been signed to a, we don't have a $1 million record deal, but you know what? We played Summerfest again this year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, we played Rock USA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just got a call from the Bayview Bash. So hopefully we'll be doing that in September.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like we're moving forward.
Yeah. That's very encouraging to hear from people who have been through that time and time again in different cities. And
it's so easy to give up.
Yeah. And with some of these bigger acts that we're talking about that are playing for the Art Beat and the Heat, do you feel like that's also a nice venue, that this particular event is a nice venue to have artists from Milwaukee who've made it big to kind of have a nice homecoming?
Absolutely. It is so important. We are celebrating every level of where, you know, you are as an artist or a band. And it's always been like really all inclusive. That's another thing about the sort of the mission statement for Milwaukee Art Beat and Art Beat in the Heat. It's like it's always been an all inclusive thing, all different forms of art and people at all different levels of what they're doing. In fact, the very first year we had a lot of younger talent. There was like a teenage artist, Allie Jane, which is actually my niece, but she was awesome.
And what does she do?
She's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay, cool.
So maybe we'll try and get her back in.
And so the Hyde House, so this is going to be Art Beat in the Heat. That's happening on August 23rd, noon to 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's at the Hyde House. And that's located, if I have this right, at 2625 South Greeley Street? Greeley Street.
G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.
Yeah, I always want to say
Greeley. It's kind of tucked away in a little corner of Bayview, and it's a little bit hard to find because of that. But, you know, the easiest way to find it is if you are driving on Howell, you will see, because we always have our little sign up and our balloons, you'll see the street where you have to turn down Dover. So if you can get to Howell, you know where Howell is.
Yeah, yeah.
In Bayview.
Yeah.
So look for the corner of Howell and Dover and then go west.
Okay.
I think, right?
Everyone's probably going to be using GPS, west. So.
Yeah. But anyway, you'll see the signs. But it's, yeah. So we're going to try and make it easy to find because it still is a little hard to find. People still don't know where the Hyde House is, and we're trying to, there is a map on our flyer. So, hopefully that helps. But yeah, 2625 South Greeley.
Wonderful. Well, Annabee, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this awesome event.
Thanks for having giving me the opportunity to share the event with the listeners of WUWM
well,
at night.
Our pleasure.